Hey, welcome to Following the Truth. Come on in, make yourself at home. I've got a chair for you right here, right in front of me in the front row. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. Glad you are able to stop by today. I'm doing the show a little bit earlier than I normally do because I mentioned this on the program yesterday. I'll mention it again tonight. Now, depending on when you listen to this, if you listen to it early, then it'll be later this evening. If you listen to it, well, I don't want to get into that because I'll get myself all confused. But on February the 10th, which is a Wednesday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be on Catholic Answers Live for the entire hour. Talking about Give Up Worry for Lent. And right after that, at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be on the Busted Halo Show talking about, you guessed it, Give Up Worry for Lent. I hope you're going to be able to tune in to the program, either one of those programs. I've been on them several times, and it's always a great opportunity to share the good news. Now, tonight, I'm even extra excited. You know, I've been toying with this idea. I'm going to have a special announcement tonight on both of those programs. So I really hope you'll be able to listen. If not, I'll mention it tomorrow on the show. It's something that I'm really excited about. So I want to chat about some things that happened today. But as for the main message of the show, I got a Bible verse for you here today, and I love when this happens. I happened to be doing some reading today, and I ran across a Bible verse that I have never seen before, but when I heard it, and I love when the Holy Spirit does this to me, when I heard it, I knew that I got to talk about this. This verse is excellent, and for many of us, we are going through something, one thing or another, that this verse is so applicable to our own personal stories, and it's such an important reminder. I think you're going to like it. You might be offended by it. That's not surprising because it's one of those tough verses, but I just have to share it. And I think overall, look, let's face it, all of the Bible is a positive message. It's the good news. Sometimes it can be a little scary, though, because when we have to trust God, right, when we have to trust Him, it takes guts and it takes effort and it takes willingness to take a risk. All of that's involved in trusting God, or at least it feels like you're taking a risk. And you know, in line with that, I'm going to share something that happened earlier today, and it's still a little unsettling to me, but it's a chance to trust. It's one of the realities of life, and it's a chance to trust in God's providence. So I'm going to share that with you as well. So I think it's going to be a good show. Let's settle in. Let's get ready to pray. And as I said on yesterday's program, as we head into prayer, we're going to be speaking to Almighty God in a few minutes. And I know I say this a lot, but I don't think I can ever repeat this enough. It's that powerful. We're going to turn to Almighty God right now, the God of the universe. He created the entire universe out of nothing. He sustains the universe. He sustains my life and your life. He's a busy guy, but yet He always has time for us. And not only does God love us, which means that He desires what's best for us, He likes us, which, incredible as it may seem, He wants to be with you and me. Now, I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel very exciting. A lot of times I feel like, why would somebody want to be with me? You know, we all have those moments where we just say, oh, I'm not that exciting. But no matter what, at our lowest point, God wants to be with us. At the point when we wake up and we're kind of groggy and we really don't feel like we have anything to offer, or we don't have anything witty to say, we're kind of just challenged to put one foot in front of the other and open our eyes. You know, I'm just trying to think of a point in time. But at that point, even if we just sit there, God is so excited to see us. It's hard to believe. And I think with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can begin to understand that. But it is an incredibly powerful concept. So with that in mind, whether you feel it or not, I'm going to tell you this. God is very excited to hear from us right now. So let's just be with Him for a minute, and I'm going to lead, and I just ask you to follow. Pray along with me if you want. Let's talk to our Father, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, wow, thanks for waiting. I just can't get over how much you love us, how much you want to be with us, how powerful you are, how in control you really are, and how you're always present with us. I mean, I'm stumbling over my words because it's just such an incredible gift. So, Father, we're so grateful for that. We're grateful to be in your presence. We're grateful to be loved. We're grateful that you are in control of our lives. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us from the moment we were conceived up until the present time. Thank you for providing for all of our needs, Father. Father, we present to you all of our intentions this day. We pray for a greater desire to do your will. You know, sometimes we don't really want to do your will. We want to do our will. But we pray for a greater desire to do your will. Please change our hearts so that we really want to do what you want. Father, I ask that you use me this day as your instrument. Give me the words. Let me know what you would like me to say. Please speak through me on the program. Please open all of our minds, Father, and all of our hearts so that we would be receptive to your message and willing to put it into practice. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you very much for praying with me. Thank you for hanging out at the table with me for the next, what do we got left? The next 20 minutes or so. It really is a privilege to be able to have this conversation with you. And I have to be honest. Now, today we're going to talk. I'm going to share a Bible verse that I've never encountered before. And it sort of blew me away when I read it this morning. And I just thought I had to talk about it because I think you might really benefit from it as well. But I want to let you know that it's so nice to be able to hang out with you. And if you're new to the program, I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. For more information about the work that I do, if you want to find out about my books, if you want to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, free of charge, I might add. If you want to find out about my weekly podcast in addition to this podcast, for all things pertaining to my ministry, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. It's nice to hang out with you because I had a bit of a sort of a rough experience this morning, and I want to share it with you because, you know, I know it's sometimes in life you have these decisions to make. You know what the right thing is. You know what you're supposed to do, but it's still not a lot of fun to make them. And I believe that there are times in life when God just puts you through some stuff. Not to be mean, but to help you grow in faith. Because, you know, especially for people like me who are controlling by nature, you know, I tend to be a control freak. With people like me, and God wants me to trust him. He wants me to surrender my life to him. And not just once. You know, I've said often that I've surrendered my life to Jesus. And it was really life changing. But you know, it's not the type of thing you just do once and then go on living your life, because what tends to happen is we make that decision to surrender. You know, we could be having a good day or we're feeling really good about trusting, but then events start taking place that make us doubt and make us want to take control back. And we need to re-surrender. I think you need to surrender every day, probably multiple times each day. Because otherwise, somebody like me just wants to take control of my life. Even though I only have limited control, but I like to think I have more. And really try to make things happen that are going to be pleasant for me or my family. And that's never a good thing. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to do what we can do to help ourselves. He does. But there comes a time when we just have to trust him. And usually that time comes about when you have some external circumstances, something happens in your life that is a little scary or a little unpleasant or a lot unpleasant or a lot scary. So earlier today, I may have mentioned on the program, as a full-time speaker, now I'm in my 10th year of working in full-time ministry right now, which is something I never expected to do. You know, after 30 years in the software industry, that's the last thing I would have expected. And pretty lukewarm about my faith, no real relationship with Jesus Christ at the time. It was the last thing I would ever expect was to go into ministry and try to support my family that way. It just would, it was not on the list at all. So for the past, again, this is my 10th year. So for the past 9 years, I've been earning a decent portion of my income by speaking around the country. I'd give talks and parish missions and retreats. Well, halfway through Lent in 2020, everything was postponed, canceled or postponed indefinitely. You know, and my speaking from last year has yet to be rescheduled. So I obviously took a big hit financially, and I wasn't in good shape to start with. But as the year went on, the Lord did provide. I mean, through your generosity and through the generosity of others, and some book opportunities, I was able to get by. Now, earlier today, I mentioned, I think, to you that I had one parish mission on the books this year that had not been canceled, and that was at my own parish. They were letting me have a, they were inviting me in to lead a parish mission. And, you know, we've been doing Mass there at limited capacity, but I thought, well, this could work. We could still get 150 people or so in the church with the church blocked off to limit the restriction as per the governor's request and the bishop's decision. So, you know, it's limited. Church is roped off in spots. Things were good, and I felt I could get in and out safely and was able to do this mission. It's actually coming up in another couple of weeks. Well, today I was talking to the parish, and the diocese doesn't want to have parish missions. They don't feel it's, the bishop doesn't feel it's safe right now. So the only way we could do it was to strictly do it online as a virtual event, which would really limit the effectiveness. And there was all kinds of other things that I was hoping for, such as book sales. That's a big part of it. And I was looking to hopefully, because I'm relatively new to this parish, I was hoping to get some new sponsors, monthly sponsors for my ministry. And I really felt the Lord could really work with this one parish mission, 3 days. It's going to be Give Up Worry for Lent. It's a big topic. You know, people are really into this topic. I thought the Lord could really use this to give my finances a boost and help me out. Well, it was canceled today. And part of the reason that it was canceled was we were talking about how we could do this mission, and we would have to do it with no people there. Maybe I think we could have 8 to 10 people. I don't know what it was, and just the camera would be on me, and we'd do it, you know, over the internet. But there couldn't be any book sales. There were a lot of restrictions, and it just seemed to me like it wasn't right. And we talked about it, and talking to the person at the parish, we just decided that it wasn't the right thing to do. It just, it was best to cancel it. So we canceled it, or postponed it again indefinitely. But, you know, it requires a trust to do that. Because I gotta let God provide in some other way. And that's, it's a bit scary. I mean, I feel good about it, but again, it's hard to trust him. It takes work to trust him. It takes a conscious decision to trust him. And I don't always have what it takes. So honestly, I'm a little sad today. I really was excited about speaking at a parish. It's been a long time, and I love speaking at parishes. And I was hoping that things were getting back on track, and I think they are, but it's going to be another several months, I think, before things really get back to not normal, but close to normal, at least when it comes to speaking opportunities. And by that point, Lent, which is a big time for speakers, is going to have come and gone. But here's the deal, my friends. I want you to understand this. I trust God with this one. I might feel a little queasy in the pit of my stomach, looking at my finances, wondering how we're going to make this work, how I'm going to pay the bills. But I do trust God, and I just want you to know that. I wanted to share that with you. Regardless of how I feel, through my faith, in my head, I trust him. My stomach, it's another story. But you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to share that with you. Because the devil likes to get in our heads when we have experiences like this and try to make us not trust God. He doesn't want us to trust God. He wants us to freak out. He wants us to be afraid. He wants us to worry. But yet, how is my faith ever going to grow if God never allowed me to enter into a storm? It's not. Because then you don't need faith. You need faith at those times when you're scared, sometimes very scared, when things look hopeless. That's when you get this chance to trust God. So I share this story with you to let you know that I go through a lot of the things that I talk about on this program or that I write about. I go through these things. And I'm not someone who has a tendency to be calm. I have a tendency to be anxious, and I'm really not kidding when I tell you that. But through the Lord's help, I feel his peace a lot, you know? So I just share that for what it's worth, and it's a good lead into this Bible verse that I want to talk about today to let you know that I get it. I get what you might be going through. You might have such horrible problems a zillion times more severe than mine, and I fully understand that, and I pray for you. But on some level, I get what it takes. I get the feeling of what it means, of what we're called to do when we're asked to trust God. That feeling, that sick feeling that, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to get through this? And I you know, we just hear the Lord saying, trust me. Do not worry. Trust me. You know, and you almost think, how can I possibly trust you? That's crazy, Lord. So anyway, let me share this Bible verse with you, and then we'll talk about it. And remember, this might offend you a little bit, but understand that I think this is a good thing. I think it's good for us all to hear this. It comes from the book of Proverbs. It's Proverbs 22:13. Listen to this. The lazy person claims, there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. Isn't that powerful? The lazy person claims there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. It's Proverbs 22:13. Now let's talk about this a little bit. God gave us the emotion of fear. Fear is a good thing. So by fear alerts us to danger. I should have a healthy fear of COVID-19 because that's going to allow me to take the precautions necessary to save my life. I should have a healthy fear of how fragile my body is and that if I eat a poor diet and don't take care of myself, that I could get sick. I should be somewhat afraid of the repercussions of smoking or excess drinking or you know, something like that. I should be afraid if I see smoke in my house. I should be afraid if somebody's running up and down my street with a loaded rifle. You know, these are things that could potentially be life-threatening. I should even be afraid if my company is doing poorly and there's talk of layoffs. I should be afraid. That's normal. Because fear is a means, it's an emotion given to us by God. Fear comes from God to help us, to alert us that there's danger. Right? And then I can then subsequently react to that danger. That's the purpose of fear. But there are times when we are afraid of that lion roaming around outside when it's not really a lion? When it might be a pussycat? Or it might be a dog with a loud bark? But yet sometimes the fear of that lion tells me that I need to play it safe. I need to shelter in place, because if I go out there, I could be killed. And you know, there is a fine line, and we've talked about this on the program before, and I don't even know always where that line is. There's a fine line between having a healthy fear of this pandemic and acting in an irresponsible manner. You know, by me taking precautions or you taking precautions doesn't mean we don't have any faith. It means that we have a healthy fear of a life-threatening disease, potentially. But sometimes we cross over that line and our fear becomes excessive. And we are so afraid of what might happen. Again, it's not just a pandemic, any number of situations, that we end up worrying or refusing to trust God. And one of the most powerful Bible verses. Well, before I do that, let me just say that the fact that in this verse from Proverbs, we're told that the lazy person says, there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. When you first hear that, you might think, well, that's unfair. Now, there are other Bible translations that instead of lazy person, substitute sluggard, slacker, loafer, slothful person. You know, none of them are any good. They're all bad. You don't want to be called any one of those. Not complimentary, to say the least. But when I first heard it, I was a little put off by the fact that I'm being called lazy. But when I think about it, trusting God requires some effort. You got to go through effort. It takes effort. You got to put the time in to pray, to make a decision to trust Him. And sometimes we don't want to do that. It's easier to just turn on the TV and hear what the predictions are on TV. And a lot of times it's all doom and gloom. So in a sense, we are being lazy when we don't put in the effort to trust God. And it's scary. But the Bible verse that always gets me, and this it goes along with this one. It's from 1 Peter, it's verse 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. And Peter says that your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. What I like about this verse is that he doesn't say the devil is a roaring lion. He says that the devil is like a roaring lion. And what we got to be careful about is the devil getting into our head and saying, you better be scared. Because if you take this other job, doesn't pay as much. If you give too much to charity, you could be in trouble one day. If you go out to mass, even with a mask on and taking precautions, what if you get the coronavirus? You know, the devil tries to plant these seeds of doubt in our mind. He'll say things like, do you really trust in God's providence? And like with me today, what he was saying to me was, now that your parish mission is canceled, man, how are you going to pay your bills, Gary? Is God going to really provide? And I get these thoughts sometimes, and I'm sure you do. But we have to learn to differentiate the lies of the devil from the truths of God. And sometimes it's not that easy, especially if you're like me and you like to be in control. So I would just invite you to consider that in your own life. What is it that's scaring you today? And is that thing, whatever it is it really a lion? Or is it just the devil shooting his mouth off? It's okay to be afraid of the lion, but being afraid of the devil, who's just nothing but a bunch of hot air, he's a liar, he can't make you do anything, you got Almighty God on your side. So it's not okay to be believing the lies of the devil. Just consider that today, will you? Great verse, isn't it? So again, that verse was Proverbs. Of course, I closed my Close my computer down now. I want to get this for you. Jeez, I can't believe this. Proverbs 22:13. The lazy person claims there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. There it is. Great verse. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm going to go get ready to be on Catholic Answers Live. If you have any questions about anything that we talked about today, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to ask for your prayers today, especially with the challenges of the lack of speaking work. Just pray that I can continue on, keep the ministry going. I would appreciate that. If you're able to become a monthly sponsor, I mean, I really need you now. If you're able to do that and help me out, I would love to continue partnering with you to share the good news. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. If you haven't done it and you thought about it, today would be just a really good day to do that, so I can have a means to go forward with this ministry. But I know that God's going to provide if he wants me to continue. And trust him, okay? Trust him. He loves you. He's got your back. He really is all-powerful. Sometimes he lets you go right into the storm, but that's because he wants your faith to grow. And the only way that's going to happen is for you to be in the storm. And you might not like it. You might not like the storm he chose for you. You might not like the duration of the storm, but all of those things are carefully orchestrated by the Lord because he knows what each one of us needs. I've been through a lot of them. I'm sure you have too. I know there are more in the future. So let's continue to work with him, to walk with him each day, and to trust that he's going to bring us safely to the other side. And the other side is the other side of this life, which is heaven. That's our goal. That should be our goal. We want to live with him forever in heaven. Okay. Thanks again for listening to me. Thanks for hanging out. God willing, I plan to be back here with you tomorrow on Following the Truth. I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a wonderful night. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.